Joining us now, we have former PGA Tour player, teacher, kind of know-it-all about everything about the game. I'm throwing it right out there. Know-it-all about everything about the game. And author of What He Never Told the World, Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental. We have Larry Miller joining us. Larry, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be with you and your listening audience.
Yeah, now, did we oversell you on the intro, or you think you can handle that?
Well, you said it. I didn't.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, you know, looking through the book, which is great, and again, it's Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental, and I was wondering, you know, now it's not a secret, so I guess good for that. What compelled you to write this book? Was it something that was brought to you as a need for a book, or is it something that you had some information that you wanted to get out?
Well, what compelled me to write it was that two things. Was that there's been about 5 or 6 decades of speculation about what Hogan's secret was, and every great teacher and player has offered their opinion on what the secret was, and interestingly, every one of those opinions was different. You know, one was this, one was that. And actually, everything was correct, except that what they were doing was pointing out features of his swing. I mean, I could take your golf swing and say, okay, here's 4 or 5, you know, features of his swing, and here's his secret, you know, when he hits a good shot. So they were just features of the swing. Hogan found something much, much more basic and deeper than just one little position or move or anything like that. And according to Tommy Bolt was my teacher in my early 20s for 3 years, and Hogan taught Bolt. Well, everything that, and so the speculation, the decades of speculation about his secret, you know, was one thing that compelled me to write it. The time had come, and all these books started coming out about Hogan by Chris Shetter, an LPGA player, by Mike Tolles, by Tim Scott, who worked for the Hogan Company for years and was Hogan's right-hand man in marketing. And so when all these books started coming out, you know, I said, you know what? And Tommy told me 4 months before he passed away, he said, look, if you can do justice to this and do it right and put it out there where it's not going to be distorted or misunderstood and where it's going to help the average player, feel free to do it. And so, you know, and of course, you know, everybody was sworn to secrecy. According to Tommy, only Venturi and Bolt, you know, only those two were entrusted with the entirety of what Hogan found. And because they were his two main protégés while he was still playing. And so, of course, they were. And the reason that they were sworn to secrecy, as was I by Bolt, was because Hogan was afraid that it would be distorted. If it were put out there improperly, it would be distorted, misunderstood, and end up doing more harm than good. But Tommy, I went to see him in Cherokee Village, Arkansas, where he had retired to 4 months before he died. And he said, you know, go ahead. He said, if you want to do it, well, I had to dig out notes and pictures and everything else and try to remember all this stuff. And it took me a long time to do it. And then when all these books started coming out, I said, well, you know what? Everybody's talking about it now that everybody's dead, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. And so I was able to put it together, I think, in a coherent fashion. And I believe that any golfer, I don't care if it's a beginner, 10 handicapper, 20, or a tour player, can really benefit from what Hogan found out. It's just a basic structure, a basic geometry, and it goes much deeper than just any feature of a swing.
Well, I always thought, it was funny because you did always hear a lot of people saying, well, Hogan told me this, and this is one of his secrets. But I love how the fact that you presented it that, yeah, he probably told a lot of people a lot of things. And he didn't.
Hundreds,
he didn't necessarily do all those things, but it helped those people with their swing, not necessarily him with his own swing.
Very well said. Typically, he would pull somebody aside and say, look, do this, don't tell anybody I told you this. So that person walked away thinking that they got Hogan's secret. You know, but what he was doing was just what you said. He gave them something that was appropriate for them. And so it was all different for everybody. But what he really found, and he only entrusted Ken Venturi and Tommy Bolt with it, was a very basic geometry and structure that he figured out. Hogan didn't have a lot of formal education, but he had a very analytical mind very inquisitive, and of course he was an insatiable practicer along with it. And so when he said he dug it out of the dirt, that's what he did. He hit so many balls and just got to the depths of the golf swing that he figured out. What he figured out was a basic geometry of a golf swing, and then he was creative enough to use that. You know, he could alter his address position against that basic structure to create any shot he wanted to hit. Of course, his stock shot was that power fade that he hit, that little drop fade that got out there and moved about 2 yards to the right. But he could draw it, he could hit it low, he could hit it high, he could hit any shot he wanted. And the way he did it was that he would alter his address position against that structure. And so it's ingenious what he, you know, what he figured out. And it can just help anybody immensely. And I'll tell you something else. In the book, there's a course management section with all of Hogan's course management secrets. And, of course, he was a master at that. He was like a chess master or a billiard expert. He could move that ball around the course and with planning and strategy like nobody else. He won more tournaments with that than anything else. Well, and just that section in the book will really shave some shots off your game, just learning his tricks of course management.
Well, we're pleased to be on the phone with Larry Miller, author of Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental. And, you know, you talk about the book as almost an instructional guide, but you also made it very much a story, and there's a lot to be learned about Hogan the man and how he dealt with people and how he approached the game of golf. How did you find that balance when you're putting the book together? Did you find it difficult because you were looking at it primarily from a golf perspective to include much more of a story, or did you just feel it had to go together?
Well, I wanted to intersperse the book with stories, and I interviewed about five people who knew Hogan either socially, through business with his company, or through golf. And these people were all, of course, elderly, you know, but they knew him personally in one of those three ways. And I got some great unpublished stories about Hogan that have never been written about or published. And I wanted to intersperse the book with these stories because, you know, if you got a whole book of nothing but mechanics and golf swing stuff, it gets kind of boring after a while. So I wanted to make it interesting by putting all these stories about him. I put, other stories about my career. I have one section called My Encounters with the Greats, which is really interesting along the way, including, you know, with Mr. Palmer, who passed away when I was finishing up this book. So I think it made the book not only very informative and helpful, but also very interesting, too.
Now, you mentioned the word geometry, and obviously we're on radio, so it's going to be hard to describe certain things. But if you can, just in simplistic terms, just kind of give our listening audience a feel for what that geometry that Ben Hogan was talking about.
Okay. Ken Venturi once, in one of his books, he touched a little bit. He was not about to talk about it much, but he touched on it a little bit. And Venturi said that the golf swing is based on right angles and parallel lines. And that's all he said. He didn't go into any detail. But basically, the geometry that Hogan figured out is based on parallel lines, right angles, circles, triangles, and 45-degree angles. And if you closely adhere to Hogan's angles, the structure he found, then your swing is not going to rely on timing. It's going to be so mechanically sound. See, that's what Hogan was after. He was after two things. He wanted to not hook it, not hit it left. He wanted to eliminate one side of the course, and he wanted a swing that did not rely on timing. Because when you rely on timing, it means that you're making in-swing adjustments and compensations, and that's hit or miss. And let me tell you what. The leading greens and regulation guy on the PGA Tour, historically, is 13.1 to 13.6 greens in regulation. So the very best ball striker is missing 4 to 5 greens around. Okay, and then the putting and short game bails him out. Hogan, for his entire career, was well over 15 greens. So he knew something nobody else did. And that just gives testament to the fact that when your golf swing relies on compensations and in-swing adjustments, you're going to have days when you just don't quite make those compensations. And look at Jordan Spieth at the Masters last year. I was writing this book when that happened, and I write about it in the book, where he lost his swing in that meltdown that he had on the back nine, and he couldn't find the fairway because his timing got off, and he couldn't hit it straight. So even Jordan Spieth's swing relies on timing. Hogan found a swing that did not. It was so mechanically sound, he could repeat it. He looked like, I saw him play, he looked like Iron Byron hitting the ball. I mean, the ball just came out exactly the same way every time. You know, perfect trajectory, looked like it was just being flung out of some machine. And he had total control. Freddie Haas told me that Hogan could split the green into four quadrants and place the ball in any one of those four quadrants he wanted to afford him the best putt at it. So there you go. I mean, it's just, you know, if you adhere to his lines and angles, you're going to be much more consistent with your ball striking.
Now, we know from the book and historically that, you know, Hogan gave a lot of advice and gave pieces of this secret to a lot of folks we talked about at the beginning. Is there room within the adhering to that geometry for players to still swing their own swing? Because not everybody can swing like Hogan.
Oh, absolutely. But the point is that as you work your way toward that geometry, you know, nobody's going to swing like Hogan. He was almost a freak of nature, you know, with his flexibility in his wrist and the lag that he could produce. But the point is, if you, and I put drills in the book to work on this, but if you work your way toward that basic structure, as you do, you get better and better and better with your ball striking. And that's the whole point, is that, you know, isn't that the point of golf? It's just you can always get better. You can play for 70 years and you can get better. So anyway, but this is a model that you can follow to work your way toward better and better ball striking.
Who in the modern game has come closest to what Hogan was able to do with the golf ball? Is it Tiger Woods?
No, I would say technique-wise, it's Adam Scott. Mm. He has just a near-perfect golf swing, and his golf swing is very close to the structure that Hogan found. And I think you know, the flat stick, I think putting is the reason he hasn't won a whole bunch of majors, and maybe also course management, which was, you know, in evidence at that, I think, that British Open, that he, right, you know, he didn't play that last hole very well. But, you know, because, you know, it's a whole package. I mean, you can have a perfect golf swing, but you need to have a great short game, and you need to have great course management. Course management is very, very underrated, you know, in its importance. Jack Nicklaus, you know, along with Ben Hogan, won many more tournaments with his mind and his strategy than with his shots. And so I think, you know, they come close. So there's a lot of modern players that are very close to the structure. You know, these kids nowadays grow up, they never had a bad swing like we did. You know, we all had to undo flaws. You know, these kids learn from 4 years old perfect technique because of the technology we have. And so, you know, they just never had a bad swing. So you out there on the PGA Tour, you see a lot of really great looking golf swings, classic, you know, type. But then you still have to have those other pieces too, the great short game and the great strategy. And that's the difference. You know, that is the whole difference.
Yeah. Well, Larry, before we let you go, talk a little bit about where our listeners can pick up the book. It's from Triumph Books, but where can they find it? Where can they pick it up and learn the secret?
Okay, well, it's, you know, every bookstore, the Barnes & Nobles and the Books A Millions and the Independents, and, of course, it's on Amazon, Kindle edition. It's got all the electronic versions, Kindle and iBooks, and so it's pretty much everywhere you can buy books. It's literally just got released last Wednesday, so it's it'll be available in just about anywhere you go. And Amazon's had it for a couple of weeks. They must get a great deal or something. I don't know, but they had it first. And so anyway, you know, pick it up, and I think the reader, you know, the listening audience will not only have a great read and enjoy a lot of these stories and stuff, but also it's going to really benefit their golf game, and they're going to be very happy with the outcome.
Well, Larry, Mike and I hope to put some new tricks for these old dogs into play from reading this book. And, man, we appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, you know, pleasure, really. And it's great to be able to do this and maybe help a bunch of golfers out there enjoy this great game even more.
All right. Thanks a lot.